Moshe Lichtman.
Avraham Sher.
Hosher Allen.
Hosher Allen.
Allen.
So Al Chabur, we work on things in Maisa, you know, Savad, that we discuss a certain union, and we give them usually an extra, sometimes a Uvda, the Maisa, that we work on during the week. And it's like a workshop. We have feedback, and we discuss how we put and when. That's it. So last week, we were working on the union of Simcha, I believe, right? Right. So we're going to talk about it again this week. So do you have any Ha'oris with Moshe?
I tried to do things, you know, there are a few, but more importantly, I think when it came that something came up, dancing or increasing a meal or increases Slavus and Dominus, so then I had the Kavana of, I'm doing this because of Harizim, you know, to increase Simcha and Adar. And the Rav keeps saying sometimes it's just the Kavana of realizing that you're being Mekayim, the idea of the Vat, trying to increase in the Simcha is important. So I didn't do it that many times, but I tried when I saw something happening to say this is of the Simcha of Adar.
So I tried to enact a few things. One was when I wanted something to eat that was a treat, or have a little drink in the nighttime, I just went ahead and had that little extra drink and that extra little treat, and I said, you know, eating and drinking this because it's month of Adar. So I was good in the beginning of the week, and as the end of the week went on, I tended to forget. I was more keen to what the beginning of the week.
I just want to first review a little bit what we spoke about last week. I want to emphasize again that the eager point of this week is really the avodas haSimcha, which really is not really connected with Adar. In other words, working on Simcha to create a mindset, a mentality of being the Simcha, is an avoda that the whole year we have that. You know, like you mentioned last week, that the Muscovician of the Inner Simcha, it's a frame of mind that comes about from circumstances. Yeah, we call it like the weather report. You know, you get a telegram, you just inherited $500,000 from some relative you never heard of, so of course you're bezimcha, you know. Your children come home with good report cards, makes you bezimcha. The Muscovician concept of simcha is a tzitzor of circumstance. But like Avada would say, no, we wish everybody should hear Besuas Tevis all the time. But the real Indian of Simcha, in the framework of the Torah, is an Avada. It's not a Tetzor of circumstance, but it's something that we have to create. Simcha is one of the areas of Avodas Hashem, something that we have to work on, that we have to be sholeit on, in a sense. A very, very important area in Avodas Hashem. We know that there are many, many, many instances that Hashem Yirachem, that people were in difficult matzavim, you know, in all kinds of ways, and yet they excelled in this avoda of simcha, that they were above, they helped to keep themselves above the circumstance. We know there's many stories of Rachman and people in the camps, in the concentration camps, during the Holocaust, and they were suffering terribly from all kinds of Yisurim, and yet many people were made to testify that these people, despite the terrible masavim they were in, but they were able to keep the simcha of Israel. It's an avoda. It's not a chat. They were like, you know, like nitwits or, you know, sub-intelligent people that, you know, just it's, you know, what they say, it's an expression. I don't know, just gleeful, you know, just joy, you know, joyous fool. It's an avoider that we have to work on, and we're working on an other, not, you know, of the avoider. It's a good thing to work on an other, but not necessarily working on it at the kiyum of other, rather the kiyum of avoider Hashem. That we have to train ourselves to be able to be shaylig on, you know, on the circumstance. You know, it says in Pirkei Avos, having a kibor kari, right? What's good? It's me. What did I say? Nomer, having ask a nomer, right? So, kibor kari, we know what that means, right? And Buru stand up and say it. And what could be, you know, that means also Jesus, right? And ask an Omar, you know, that means also to have, you know, the stubbornness, you know, that the most necessary. What is Kal Kanesha mean? You know, can't mean to be fierce, because that's what could be, right? So what does that mean, Kal Kanesha? So, the way I personally always understood it was that means that you should be able to be a calm, light, Ganesha, above the situation. In other words, don't get grounded. Don't get grounded. Like, you have all kinds of different situations that come up in life that ground the person. You know, like, to pull them down. Like, these examples of Rahman Islam, different circumstances that made a person not the symptom of the asthma and sand, and that means you're under the circumstance. Halkan Nesher is the Nesher flies higher than all the birds. It's above everything. So I think the way I understood the chant is that you should be able to keep above everything, not to be burdened down or, you know, bombarded by the different circumstances that influence your mentality, your way of thinking, like that you're like paralyzed because of the situation, to be above it. You know, a very nice example of it is the jumbo jets, so that they fly above the weather, right? Way above the weather. You know, down under the jets. So it could be storms, it could be hurricanes, mamish, snow, you know, snowstorms, and up there, you know, the planes are flying, you know, the sun is shining, you know, that's the way I understand the pshat. Kal Kanesher, not much like that. Like, keep above the weather, you know. Don't be bombarded by the weather. So, you know, that's the pusuk of the simcha, keeping above the situation, and of course, by being above it, so you're able to motivate yourself to be in the mentality of the simcha, even though the circumstances of the Manaslan are, So, Bosai, just very, very quickly, just want to go over very quickly with it. Last week, we spoke about creating simcha, the simcha panimiyas in the inside, and then there's the Avodas Hachitzin, right? Create simcha. The panimiyas, the main tool that we have for the panimiyas, of course, Bosai, it's much more difficult to be to use the pnimiyas than the chitzin, because the chitzin, as the Mishnah Sharm explains, the chitzin is in our hands more, right? The tool of chitzin is something that's accessible for us to have shlita over, and much more readily than the pnimiyas. The pnimiyas, right? that's deep inside. So we explained last week that the best tool to be more the premiers, to bring it to massive simcha, is to, like we say in English, the expression, to count your blessings. You know, the area of becoming cognizant and aware of think about all the blessings that the Baruch Hu gives us. Now this is the parasha of Rabbi Yisrael. Once a person starts on this parasha of thinking about the brachas that he has, so it's a thing that your whole lifetime you can spend on it. It's like, just like there's no ain't soif to Kadosh Baruch Hu, like ain't soif to the brachas. You start thinking about the body, the human body that we have, all the different organs and the different kochas that we have. Literally, Rabbi Yisrael, you can talk about it for years and years, the bloodstream, all the different parts of the blood, and the brain, and the heart, and all the organs. Like the thing is that we're so busy with life, coming and going, you know, with our work, you have work, and you have learning siddurim, you have children to bring up, and you have shalom bayis to work on. You know, and you have, besides the hundreds of other things, who has time to stop and think about the brachas? You have no time for it. You can live like for years and years and years and never, you know, be able to stop, you know, for 5 minutes. Let me devote like 5 minutes now, think of all the brachas that Hashem gives me. You know, if once you started, you know, in a way, maybe it's good that you don't start, because once you start, I'm just saying it in jest, you know, but once you start, Rabbi Sai, there's so much in our bodies, the bodies itself, there's so much, Rabbi Sai, and then outside the body, you know, the brachas that we have a wife, we have children, we have a house, whether you rent it or whether you buy it, but you have a roof over your head. And you have, if you're working, you have a job, and you have, you know, your whole life is you have friends, you have acquaintances, you have relatives, if you have your parents alive, you have siblings. We're surrounded constantly by all kinds of things that the Baruch Hashem is giving us. Mamish, so many areas, social areas, and health areas, and financial areas. So, we can be recipients of this hatava for years and years, that I never stop to think about it, you know, like, because we're too busy, I have no time to think about it, we're running here, running there, we don't stop, we're talking busy all the time, and we're using these hatavas that Hashem gave us, and making use of them, but we're not cognizant of it. So I think one of the first things to stimulate the simcha panimius is to be gover as man every day to think about the different brachas that Hashem gave us, giving us, you know, which include the body and family and all these different things that I mentioned, right? Okay, so that's the panimius being more the chitzen. And now you have the chitzen part, as I said, we spoke about last week, the chitzen part, so that's much more accessible to us. You have to create simcha. So you have the world of negina, right, of singing, something different. Just the singing sounds good, it makes people simcha. Or doing a rikud, a little dance, whether you want to do it privately in a room nobody should see, or whether it doesn't matter if people see you and your family sees you doing a tansel, a little dance, you know, maybe you make them the simcha by them watching you dance, you know, they find it very amazing, maybe comical, or something, you know, you accomplish two things, you make yourself a simcha, and you give your family something to be the simcha about. But seriously, if you don't feel comfortable doing it in front of other people, so you close the door to your room and you do a dance, by saying, the simcha, sing, dance, listen to music, you know, with either tapes or cassettes or the CDs, so it's like, get yourself a simcha. And then there's, we spoke about last week, about alcohol, using alcohol. Now that's a Torah-ticket thing, it's not not untoward to commute out alcohol. Of course, with discretion. I'm not talking about getting drunk at the vendor's home, but to drink a certain amount of alcohol, a certain amount of wine, or liqueur, or a little bit of vodka, using these alcoholic beverages that Hashem Baruch Hu put into the world for this purpose, that you can uplift yourself. The stifler, who was considered like, in our world, the god of Lador, so on Adar he used to drink wine every day. Did you know that? Wine every day. So, I mean, he's a guiding light for us. So, it's a tool that Hashem put into the world that could be used to help the simcha. You mentioned also the thing, the food that the oil mentions, if you have a nova, eating chocolate. So you can allow yourself to have a piece of chocolate. That's the simcha of it. You know, if you get the chocolate, you're doing that the same simcha as Ado, in a sense. Is there anybody, we'll ask again this week, anybody have any other suggestions? Throw out the word thing.
After the Rav left, Baruch had a very pretty exhaustive list. It was from last year. Yeah, it was from last year, but I don't think it changed from when we were there. So I just wrote down a few things.
From last year.
From last year.
I know that we had a nice list last year.
We had the dancing, singing, playing music, alcohol, davening with simcha, getting rid of tzveikus, atzaras tzveikus, learning Torah, making other people happy, saying jokes, kedushei Torah, connecting with Kadosh Baruch Hu, being makir, the goodness of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the last one is to daven with a kol. That's the list that the
Gishmak.
The Gishmak, where we also got done with the Gishmak.
Right, Gishmak. Mark it down.
So those are the ones we have so far.
Maybe you can write out the list.
Should I email it to...
If you could, is that the whole list you had?
There may have been others. Were there more?
Oh, yeah.
Let's say you'll...
compare notes.
You write together. Okay. I mean, this thing of this is a very good item that we mentioned last year, that... one of the things that we discussed in Russia, we spoke about last week, working on simcha, right? So one of the things that I think stares the person simcha very much is tzveikus. It's a very interesting point. I don't think anybody would think about this thing in terms of simcha, but as long as you have certain tzveikus and the way to solve them is sometimes to talk it over with a rav or a gadol or somebody, and we put off doing it because we're busy. But using this as a tool for marvid b'simcha on Adar, so let's say you go to a rav or an advisor who you plan to talk to about the tzveikus to get a hachra. The decision, whichever way it is, the fact that you're not walking around with tzveikus, it's a tremendous simcha that comes from machriya, the subject. Ain't simcha, tzaras tzveikus. So, if a person goes to the Rav to get a decision of Simchas Adar, so he's Mekayim Simchas Adar that way. In other words, he would have put it off for another month, whatever, a few weeks, but he's doing it now to get it stuck, so he shouldn't be walking around in this massive of Vegas in order to be mekayim v'shenichnasanda ma'av b'simcha. In other words, the simcha is now going to come from HaTorah HaSvegis. And he's asking specifically now, ask a month later, he's asking now because he wants to have a know of the simcha of the simcha of HaTorah HaSvegis b'shem Ador. This is a very good point. Also, we mentioned that a very big source of simcha is the daven with the coil and the slava, right? The daven with the slava and the coil. So, I mean, most people get a big simcha from that. So, that's another tool they can use, you know, davening the coil and the slava, the shame simcha is the other. Okay, good. So, like, I would suggest again that we continue, you know, this, we're still, you know, an Adar over here on my side. What I wanted to also discuss tonight was in a few minutes that the Purim cycle we have, is coming up. So, we should know that the perspective that we should look at Purim is that it's a day, today it's 24 hours, 25 hours, whatever it is, but it's a day that's extremely valuable, that it's a day that in Shemayim they give out matronas of Ruchnias on that day for them. I mean, no other we have matronas of Ruchnias. Tremendous things we can accomplish on other, the whole other, in Gashmias and Ruchnias. Like when you work on things in other, you can have a tremendous haslocha on other, you know, to work on different things. But on the Purim itself, like, that's the sea, that's the climax of tremendous matanis, especially in Ruchnias, that come down. So that your perspective of Purim, like I said, it should be that you want to, you have these 24 hours, right? And what I want to suggest to the Olam as an Uvda for Purim, that you should try to make time with a pen and piece of paper, and try to plan out how I can get the most out of the Purim. So like if the day goes, you know, like it just unravels the day, the safmanis and this and that, and it just goes, that's all you have to do. It just happens to us, right? But I think that we should make some kind of a plan. It's such a precious, precious day, 24 hours, every minute of it is precious. It's too precious that it just is unravel, and we're subjects of unraveling, however the wind blows, this happens, and people come in, and people go out, and, you know, just things happen after you fall and sit down, but the Suda, and you have the Suda, and again people coming in, people going out, just like happens before. I think that we should make an attempt, of course, some of the circumstances is beyond our control. We have no control over it. But part of it that we have to control, I think that what we should try to do is at least for ourselves have some kind of an outline of how we're going to use out that day and to try to get the utmost from it, you know. In our Chabur over and our group, I don't think that we have too much of the problem. Like, you know, some of the younger folks, you know, like they sometimes they have a drinking problem for them, that they overdrink. You know, younger people, that some of them people are very sincere. They're not, you know, but they go from house to house and people serve them different drinks, and, you know, but I probably in our group we don't have, you know, it's not so much of a worry, but even in our group you have to be careful. Everybody say you have to be careful, Taga, that sometimes you go visit friends, you know, so they take out old granddad, you know, whiskey, and then you go to another friend, they take out, you know, some vodka, Russian vodka, and, you know, and before you know it, you know, like one of the things that alcohol has is that it takes away our balance. And when you drink, you have to have the balance. You have to, you know, be aware, you know, of what you're drinking. And so many of a beautiful Purim that could have been precious, you know, to accomplish and have an aliyah, both wasted, you know, from drunkenness that I mean, nobody now, our chabura, staff is going to drink. But sometimes, just a matter. Some friends come in, so you serve them a drink, and mitam, they like whiskey, so you take out the whiskey. And you join them to say l'chaim. In the meantime, before that, you drank some vodka. Now you give me some whiskey. You know, like just to be sociable, and that's so serious on Purim to be so makbid on it. Before you know it, that we lose the control. You have to be in control. That's the key word. You know, whatever happens, an Eitzah Tova, a very important Eitzah also, is to start preparing today, Rabbi Shai, start preparing the Megillah, learning the Megillah. You can learn it with Rashi. There is a lot of Sforim today that bring down Chazal, Midrashim. You have material on Purim, what to speak about, like you enter the Purim with the Nisim and the floods that happened. It's not just on Purim itself that you're reading the Megillah, but you prepare the Megillah a little bit. So when you come on Purim, like you're prepared, you're into it, you have what to talk about, what to think about. I many times I made the suggestion, the Mishmeres Chayim, from Rav Scheinberg. So we have to say for Mishmeres Chayim. Are you familiar with it? You familiar with it? Mishmeres Chayim. No, you never heard of it? I've spoken about it many times. What about you, Baruch? Are you familiar with the Mishmeres Chayim?
I've heard of that, I don't.
I just want to close it. See what it is. Okay. I'm in the middle of a shiur. I'll get back to you in a while, okay?
It's a
favorite. The Rav Sharma gave a shiur on, shilas are different kind of things. Very interesting shilas. They're there's contradictions, different things you have to work out as terrorists. So it's a very geshmak shaila. It's a very good thing in Purim. You want to be in learning a little bit. If you have the Purim, you want to also stimulate thoughts and very geshmak shaila here. So you get hold of that safer. They sell a three chalakim in one already. That's the Eitzah Tova. That when people come in the house, you want to, talk and learning. So they have very nice shilas there on many subjects. One of the things he has a section on Purim. So it's a good tool. So to keep learning on Purim also, you can get hold of the get hold of that paper. It's a very geshmak and shyness, I would say. But the main thing is that trying to make some kind of tafnit plan that you should be able to use out, like the Purim. We suggest also that very often, because of the mitzvah seyoyim, you don't get too much learning in. So I would suggest that you usually daven with a minyan here in the shul, probably, right? Probably in the shul here. So for some people, daven with a tikkun, it's a very good thing. But to try to get in early in the morning, try to get in some learning. If you daven with a minyan here, they daven at 7 o'clock, so maybe try to get up 6 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock. To get an hour or two of learning about that. You don't know what the course of the day is. It's like, come on, there's going to miss this. I think it's very crushing. I'm Purim, the learning also is extremely crushing. So if you get up early and get in an hour or two of learning, in the morning before the ceremonies of the day, so that's a major tragedy, which I have to, we have to be Messiah now. I have to try to have the bus, Rabbi Say. Okay, Rabbi Say, so it's clear, everything we said, I wish everybody that you should be Messiah with the Simcha, and you should always be the Simcha the whole year, Rabbi Say. You should be Simcha, and you should Matzliach with other Besimcha, and have a successful Purim, Rabbi Say. Everyone's invited over to the house, we have Purim the next day, so you're invited. Don't have an official Sibon for him, but the whole day, anyone, you can come, I would say, and we can mess him up together. We should be Zeicher. Once again, the Kosh Baruch Hu should make Nisan the Floyd, I would say, that we should see the Gula Shalem on Mount Mesh, I would say, this other, Beth Hashem, I would say.
Okay, good.